like it. So coming next to the stage at our Colorado stop, we had the mother of a couple of people who have been on the show before speak for the first time. She followed us online. We made friends. I was like, hey, I'm coming to your city. Come do a story. She was like, well, I'm nervous, but I guess I should because my kids did. And guess what, guys? It's happening again. Superstar Shelby Mongan in Chicago has talked her mom into coming here tonight. Please welcome Debbie Mongan. Shelby, welcome your mom.
Well, I have to say I'm a little bit disappointed now because I thought I was going to get to make history by being the first two generations in a family telling your stories.
It was only 3 days apart, so you're close.
All right, good. Well, kudos to them. So I live about 40 minutes south of the city and in what's called Moss Beach. There you go. I live in Moss Beach, which is from when you're leaving the city, you're going south towards Santa Cruz, Half Moon Bay, all those places. It's beautiful. But what I want to tell you about is how I got here. I just got here in September. And I'm from the East Coast. So keeping with the theme, I wanted to tell you how Indiana and Chicago formed the gateway that got me out here. So about a year ago, I find myself in my life in a shithole apartment in southern Indiana, almost on the Kentucky border. And that's a whole other story in itself that I'll tell you some other time, but it was hell on earth. Anyway, I'm thinking I'm going to move to Chicago. My daughter lives in Chicago. I have a brother in Chicago. It'll be great. I'm going to just move to Chicago. I love the city. Now, I have another brother that lives out here, and he calls and he says, "Sis, you're an old hippie. The coast is full of old hippies. You would love it here so much. You need to move here, not Chicago." So I thought about it for a few minutes, and he's like, "You know, you and your spiritual unicorns and butterflies and rainbows, you'll love it out here because there's a lot of you guys out here." So I said, "Well, I don't want to commit, but I will come out for a couple of months and we'll decide once I get there." So in the meantime, I have an apartment full of stuff in Indiana. So I decided I'm just going to put it in storage in Chicago, near my family, until I make up my mind what I'm doing with the rest of my life, and what I do when I grow up. So I rent a truck in Indiana, a Penske truck, beautiful yellow truck, blue and a white stripe on the side, we've all seen them. And when I pick it up, the lady tells me, "You're so lucky. It's brand new. It only has 2,000 miles on it." Now, immediately, this did not make me feel lucky. This made me terrified. I don't want to put the first scratch on this truck. I don't want to do something to this, even with insurance. I don't want to get, you know, paid for something that I've done to it. So I was very cautious with this truck. Also, it was a 16-foot truck. Huge. No reason to have a 16-foot truck because I have an 8-foot van worth of belongings. So I still don't know why I got that giant truck. So I pull it in my driveway in Indiana. I stick my stuff in the corner because I didn't need all that space. And I drive the truck to Chicago. And I get into the city, and my daughter lives on the south side in the city of Chicago with my big-ass brand-new rental moving truck. And we have to figure out, where am I parking it for the night? So we're standing there discussing it on the parking in on the sidewalk. And unicorn goes down the street. I was like, "Oh, what?" And I look across the street, and there's an alley that's empty, all but a food truck on one side against the fence. I'm like, "There you go. It always works. The hippie living in the moment, my spirit, the universe is taking care of me." So I go around the block, and I just tuck that big-ass rental brand spanking new truck in behind the food truck, and I'm golden. We go to bed. Everything's good. The next morning, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to drive this truck to the suburbs and put my stuff in storage and return it at the Home Depot in Elmhurst, Illinois. So we get up, and we go down the next morning, and Shelby and I are looking at the alley, and somewhere between us going upstairs the night before and coming down, 72 cars decided to park in the alley as well. So the entire other side of the alley is cars. Behind the big-ass brand-new rental truck is cars. In front of the food truck is cars everywhere. And we looked at it and we kind of assessed the situation and decided it's not physically possible. You're not getting the truck out of there. But mom likes a good challenge. And mom's aware of the unicorns and the butterflies and the rainbows. I'm like, I can do this. Just let me try. So I get in the truck, and for more than 30 minutes, I inched back and forth until I found myself smack in the middle of the alley. And Shelby's on the sidewalk kind of helping and watching. And I find, and I'm so proud of myself. Like, I just want to call WGN. I want someone to document that I actually did this. So I assess the situation. I'm sitting in the driver's seat. On the driver's side, I look, and between the truck and the cars, there's about 6 inches. I'm not exaggerating, 6 inches. I look on the other side, and between the truck and the food truck that I was behind, there's about 4 inches. I'm not exaggerating, 4 inches. But in my head, I think, I got inches. All I need to do is move forward slowly, and I'm out of this alley, and I am an amazing human being. So I start moving forward, and I get about 10 feet, and my beautiful daughter's face contorts and morphs into this horrific, terrified expression that I've never seen before. So, I stop, and I roll down the window, and I'm like, Shelby, what the fuck is that face? And she's, at this point, can't use words. Like, she's trying, but she manages to convey to me that the top of the rental truck is tilting about 5 inches. So if anybody's done the math, I got 4 inches on the side of me. So the top of the food truck is now doing a can opener kind of maneuver all the way along this brand spanking new rental truck that I'm terrified to scratch. So I stop and I think, and I'm like, well, I'm committed to this, so I don't have any choice, and I need to get the hell out of this alley, so I just go the rest of the way and can opener all the way down the side of it. Get out to the suburbs, empty the truck, I take it to the Home Depot, and I park it in the parking lot, flip it off, run inside, and hand the guy my paperwork, and he says, well, I gotta go outside and inspect. At which point, I crossed myself and my fingers, and I waited, and he came in, and he signs off and hands me papers and said, have a great day. Did he not see? I don't even know, but I don't care at this point. I just want to get the hell out of there and leave that truck. So I run out of the Home Depot like I stole a screwdriver, and I jump in my brother's car, and I'm like, get us out of here. So we speed away, and I leave this rental truck that's been the bane of my existence in the parking lot of Home Depot in Elmhurst, Illinois. This is a suburb of Chicago, Illinois, if you're taking notes. That's an important one. I fly out here. That's the end of that part of the journey. So I fly out and I get here, and I'm here for about 6-8 weeks, and I love it. I'm definitely here forever. He's right. There's so many unicorns and butterflies on the coast. It's crazy, and I'm happy, and I'm in my element. And I'm going to be here forever. So I love it. So one morning, I'm sitting on my porch having coffee. And I have an 8-foot wooden fence. So I can't really see what's going on out in the street. But, I'm thinking and I'm pondering. And this is where I want to be. I'm going to stay here forever. I just need to get my stuff from Chicago to here, from Elmhurst to here. And as I'm having that thought, I swear, my hand to God. I look up, and above my 8-foot fence, very slowly along my street, is this bright yellow truck with a white stripe and a blue stripe that's scraped like a can opener stripe down the middle of the blue stripe. I left that truck in a parking lot in Elmhurst, Illinois, 8 weeks before that. And now I'm watching it drive down my street in Moss Beach, California. Now, everyone in this room has used the expression, it blew my mind. Fuck you. You don't know what that means. Because I felt my mind shifting around in my head. So, and even thinking about it now, I get worked up. Like, what the odds? I mean, can you even calculate the odds of something like that happening? As I'm thinking that I need to get my stuff here. So I'm totally open to theories because I do believe that there's signs and the universe is doing that. I'm the hippie. I run across the street, and I'm sure the neighbors thought I'd lost my mind, and I'm like, oh, I rented this truck, and I'm like trying to explain the story to them, and the husband's like, yeah, I noticed it had Indiana plates. I'm like, you guys are not appreciating the gravity of the situation and the depth of the what's going on here. But fine, but, you know, it affected me. So some theories I've come up with are, you know, just reality is not what we think. And things that you think could never happen, astronomical odds of something that could never, ever happen, by God, they can. And they do every day. And it did to me. And I still, you know, a couple months later, 6 months later, am affected by even remembering this story. And it was amazing. But I will tell you that the biggest regret that I have of the whole thing, when I look back, why didn't I leave my shit in it and let them bring it to me? So anything can happen.
Yeah. Woo! Thank you, Debbie Mongan. That was so great. What a freaking story. I don't know why you were nervous to come up here. That is amazing. Holy crap. I guess maybe even an old... Oh, AC's coming up here. Guys, this is my dog, AC. She came on tour with me. All right, I guess she's part of the show now. That's appropriate.